This is 7AD, and the new show for the Ulverston Rep Theatre Society is called Quartet, and one of the stars of the show, Eddie Roberts. Hello, mate.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
It's fair to call you one of the stars of the show, is it?
Well, one of the four people in it, it'll be fine.
Hence it being called Quartet. All right, so
yeah.
Here's what I know. It's about four retired opera singers who are living in a retirement village.
Yes.
And what happens then?
Right. Well, Cecily, Reggie and Wilfred are already there when the play starts. And the plan is that every year, on October the 10th, they have a concert to celebrate Verdi's birthday.
Yeah.
That's what they're planning. Then Jean arrives, who used to be married to Reggie. She arrives at the home and she just disrupts everything, disrupts the equilibrium. And she still acts like a diva and she refuses to sing with them. But like all good shows, the show must go on.
Yeah.
And so that's how the play pans out. It has to go on.
All right. So are you saying that the three men are all vying for her affection? Is that what causes the disruption or what?
No, there's Cecily, no. Woman, and then Reggie and Wilfred. No, she just used to be married to Reggie, and that's what causes the problem when she arrives. But they all know each other from previous operatic days.
Yeah.
So the tension builds.
Uh-huh. So how much singing is in it?
There isn't any singing.
Yes.
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Right. So you're in it. Who else is in it?
We've got Michelle Best, who's best known in the theatre, and Julianne Jolly, equally well known, and then my friend Errol Henderson, who he's also very accomplished. So they're three very accomplished actors, so I feel in good company.
Right.
It's really good.
And directed by Emil, yeah?
Yeah, Emil Duckett, he's also, he's a great director, he's done a really good job.
Leaving theatre, so you start your run on the 19th, which is a Friday, right?
19th of August at 7:30, and then there's one on Saturday.
Yep.
And then we go to 26th and 27th, and the 28th we have one of our two matinees at 2 o'clock, and the final weekend September, and on the 3rd of September as well, there's also a matinee at 2 o'clock, and then the final show obviously at 7:30.
Right. So it's a comedy. Is that how you would?
Comedy drama, you would use such adjectives as witty, wise, poignant. There's elements of it that could make people tearful.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a reflection of the ageing process, each of the four over 70.
Yeah.
But it would appeal to all ages. The people who are already in that cohort, they will be able to relate to the challenges faced by the four people. But younger people, they'll also gain from it. They'll see that, you know, the aging process, though challenging, can be a very fruitful and fulfilling time. It's not doom and gloom. It can lead, you know, really interesting and happier lives. So it'll appeal to all ages. But as I say, there's poignant moments in it, but some very, very funny parts in it, witty and wise.
Well, that's the sort of stuff that the Ulverston Rep Theatre Society is known for, that sort of game.
Yeah, it's a combination of both,
yeah.
You know. It's a really well-written play. It's a great script, and it demands a lot from the actors, but there's also these really funny bits in it as well. But I think people might get tearful at some point in a nice way.
Right. Okay, so starts its run at the Leven Theatre in Ulverston on the 19th of August through to Saturday, the 3rd of September. There's a couple of matinees, and you can get your tickets online. So if you just go to, it's try booking. There's a link via the Ulverston Rep Theatre Society Facebook page, so website.
But you can also buy them directly from the Hive.
Right.
You can go in and purchase the tickets there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you pay a little fee on try booking, but you do it at the Hive, so you can go in and see Suzanne and her friends and just buy your tickets there.
Right. Okay, mate, look forward to that. Thanks for having a yarn. Good to see you guys back on the stage too.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hope you enjoy it.